From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns will continue a series on the lives and ministries of the Apostles of Christ. Before we hear from Dr. Cairns, we invite you to enjoy a brief devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning and Evening, followed by some beautiful sacred music.
This morning's text is found in Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 26. I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing. Here is sovereign mercy. I will give them the shower in its season. Is it not sovereign, divine mercy? For who can say, I will give them showers, except God? There is only one voice which can speak to the clouds and bid them beget the rain. Who sendeth down the rain upon the earth? Who scattereth the showers upon the green herb? Do not I, the Lord? So grace is the gift of God, and is not to be created by man. It is also needed grace. What would the ground do without showers? You may break the clods, you may sow your seeds, but what can you do without the rain? As absolutely needful is the divine blessing. In vain you labor, until God the plenteous shower bestows and sends salvation down. Then it is plenteous grace. I will send them showers. It does not say I will send them drops, but showers. So it is with grace. If God gives a blessing, he usually gives it in such a measure that there is not room enough to receive it. Plenteous grace! Ah, we want plenteous grace to keep us humble, to make us prayerful, to make us holy. Plenteous grace to make us zealous, to preserve us through this life, and at last to land us in heaven. We cannot do without saturating showers of grace. Again, it is seasonable grace. I will cause the shower to come down in his season. What is thy season this morning? Is it the season of drought? Then that is the season for showers. Is it a season of great heaviness and black clouds? Then that is the season for showers. As thy days, so shall thy strength be. And here is a varied blessing. I will give thee showers of blessing. The word is in the plural. All kinds of blessings God will send. All God's blessings go together like links in a golden chain. If he gives converting grace, he will also give comforting grace. He will send showers of blessing. Look up today, O parched plant, and open thy leaves and flowers for a heavenly watering.
Land refreshing, let
Over the years that Let the Bible Speak has been on the air, many folks have commented on the beautiful sacred music which is a part of each program. Now, for a limited time, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. The songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Ask for your free copy of the CD, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Call or write for your copy today. On today's program of Let the Bible Speak, Dr. Cairns continues the series of studies in the lives of the apostles. He began the portraits of the apostles with the man who was regarded as their chief spokesman, Simon Peter. And because of Peter's prominence in the early church, Dr. Cairns has devoted two messages to him. In the first, he focused on Peter's character. Now, Dr. Cairns has been looking at Christ's calling of Peter and how the Lord restored him to usefulness after his sad denial. Proudly and boldly affirming his love and loyalty for the Lord Jesus, Peter did what he thought was the impossible. In the face of possible persecution, he denied his Savior. Right after that denial, the Lord Jesus looked at Peter with a look that broke the apostle's heart and drove him to tearful repentance. Following Christ's resurrection from the dead, we see the Lord graciously restoring Peter to fellowship and to usefulness. Here is great encouragement that there is hope for backslidden believers. Peter did indeed deny his Lord, but he never stopped loving him. Now here is Dr. Cairns with the final portion of a message entitled, Peter, Commissioned and Recommissioned by Christ.
And then we have one last picture of Peter. Why did he feel? Peter of all people, why did he feel? One last little touch. He stood warming himself at the fire kindled by the enemies of Christ. I see there a picture of a lot of Christians warming themselves at the devil's fire, getting their comfort from the devil's crowd. They're committing Peter's sin. Yes, Peter fell. The depths of his fall, his denial of Christ. But let me point this out. Peter did not remain fallen. Let's turn to that verse that I mentioned in Luke chapter 22, verse 61 and 62. The cock had just crowed. The cock crew and the Lord turned and looked on Peter. Underline that. The Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord. Verse 62. And Peter went out and wept bitterly. What did it take to break this strong man? The sound of a cock crowing. It's wonderful just how little it takes to get through to a person's conscience when that little thing is tied in with the Word of God. But there was one other element. There was one look. One look from the eyes of Christ. And that look brought conviction, and that look brought repentance. How could I ever describe that look of Christ? I don't believe in artists drawing the face of deity, so I could never, even if I were an artist, I could never portray that look. But I wish that I had the verbal skills, the poetic skills, to paint the picture. Can you see the Lord Jesus Christ standing amidst his enemies? And he looked out to the courtyard where Peter was standing. And just that one look said it all. I think it was a look of reproof. A look of reproach. Peter, after all I have done for you, is this what you have done to me? I'm taken by my enemies. They smite me. They curse me. But Peter, you? I remember not a lot of the Shakespeare I had to learn, but to me, the most moving scene in the whole episode of Julius Caesar's, the famous little words, "Et tu, Brute, friend of my bosom, you above all people, lift that up a million times more than Shakespeare and his characters could ever imagine. As to intensity, lift it up and see Jesus Christ look upon Peter. Peter, I found you, and I made you a living stone in the temple of God. Peter, I called you to be a fisher of men. Peter, I gave you power and sent you out to do a great work for God. Peter, I embraced you when you come back with the stories of your victories. Peter, I fed you when you were hungry, clothed you when you were naked. Peter, is this what you do for me?" It's a look of reproach. Let's stop there tonight. And let's ask the Lord to have mercy upon us and give us conviction. You stand in Peter's shoes, as do I. What has the Lord done for you? I found you wallowing in blood, and I cleansed you, and I saved you, and I received you. I have loved you, I have kept you, I have blessed you. And what have you done? Is there a Peter here tonight denying the Lord because of the tinkling voice of the world? Is there a Peter here tonight denying the Lord because of the fear of man? Ah, my friend, see the look of the Christ of God. Reproof. But there was more than that. It was a look, as Clarence McCartney said, of wounded love. Wounded, but still, it was there. It was a look of pity. And it was a look of assurance, because Christ said to him, in effect, again, when he looked, Peter, did I not tell you this? But did I not also tell you, I have prayed for you? That's the look that Christ bestows on us. John Newton, the ex-slave captain, tried to catch something of that. He said, I saw one hanging on a tree in agonies and blood, who fixed his languid eyes on me as near the cross I stood. Sure, never till my latest breath can I forget that look. It seemed to charge me with his death, though not a word he spoke. That's what broke Peter. May it break our hearts tonight. Peter's repentance was heartfelt. Peter's repentance was real. And Christ's forgiveness was great. So the last thing, therefore, that I can say about Peter is that he was recommissioned by Christ, and he was mightily used to spread the gospel. We have read John 21 tonight, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. And what did Peter do for the rest of his life? Well, on the day of Pentecost, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And he set out about fishing, and he filled the net. And then he set out about feeding, and he fed the flock. Now, he still made his mistakes. Galatians 2 testifies to that. But remember that while you're in the flesh, the man who doesn't make a mistake makes nothing. Peter still made his mistakes. But he did a mighty work for God. See him on the day of Pentecost. Hear that voice. You could bring a million little girls now to tempt Peter into denial. He'll never deny the Lord again. They could throw him into prison, and they did. But that didn't break his spirit. Peter, now the flaming evangelist, the fisher of men, went forth, a preacher among preachers, and God blessed him to the salvation of multitudes. And finally, when the work was done, the Lord Jesus Christ's testimony came to pass. They stretched forth and they took Peter. And here's a little touch. Peter was the same as you and me to the dying day. Peter didn't want to die. Do you notice what Jesus said? They will lead you where you don't want to go. He was not one of these people who was dying to be martyred, who was longing to be made a spectacle. But they came and they took him. This time there was no reneging. This time there was no denying. This time onward Peter went. And he died for the sake of Jesus Christ. Now that's the story of Peter. Let me say three things about it as we close. It's a story of grace. Now, if there's one thing, and this is what I like about Peter's story, if there's one thing that you and I need, it's grace.
I don't want to play on words foolishly, but it certainly appears to me that you've got two words you can set over Peter and the Lord's dealings with him. Peter's fall was a disgrace, but the Lord's dealings with him were grace. It's therefore a story of hope. Hope for the weak, hope for the fallen. And that makes it a story of victory. There's one thing I want you to get out of all this. You have all of this information about Peter. Just put it all together. Remember that one statement of Christ. I have prayed for you. The prayers of Christ are always too much for the devices of the devil. Satan appeared to triumph, but the prayers of Christ pulled Peter through. And that's the story of victory in a Christian's life. For the same Christ is praying still. And if you're weak and fallen and vacillating and you're tempted to give up, let me tell you, there's a Pentecost for every Peter, and there's a glory that the devil can never rob that person of. A story then of grace, a story of hope, and a story of victory. And it's for you, and it's for me. Peter, the Lord asks, "Lovest thou me?" Are you still in that fallen condition? Or have you honestly repented? Have you put that past behind you? And are you now willing and ready for the glorious future that God has for you in His service? What's your answer? What's your answer? We have seen Peter's. What's yours? May God give us not only Peter's failure, we have had enough of that, but Peter's faith and Peter's forgiveness and Peter's usefulness in the service of Christ. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. Father in heaven, bless thy word. Write it upon our hearts. Produce fruit for the preaching of it. Glorify the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, stretch out that hand to every Peter here. Oh God, have mercy upon our miserable failures. Oh God, break our hearts with the look from the eyes of Christ. And God, grant that thou wilt turn the falling Peters into mighty men and women of God, who will blaze a trail for Jesus Christ, that will bring everlasting honor and glory to His name. Lord, give grace for men and women and young people to get right with God tonight. Deal with us, especially regarding our prayer lives, that we may watch and pray not to enter into temptation. Lord, do this great work, we pray. Give us victory over sin, the world, and the devil. We ask in Jesus' name. Part us now with thy blessing. Be our abiding portion both this Sabbath evening and until the Lord Jesus either calls us home or comes again in all his glory. We pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.